Wish the factory a happy birthday and treat yourself to some happy birthday bargains. Bargains like these. Pantsuits, regular to $45, now priced from just $25.99. You can always use more shirts in your wardrobe, and at this price, get several. Shirts, regular to $18, now $8.99 each and up. Match them up with pants, regular to $18, now only $5.99 and up. You can afford to give your wardrobe some spring sparkle with the help of the factory's birthday sale. On now in Market Mall and Midtown Plaza. I'd
like to say good morning to the CKOM CJV good guy for today, Ken Eisworth with Big T Texaco. If you know Ken, you make sure to tell him he's been selected to be our good guy all day today for CKOM CJV, the Carpet People. 7 minutes to 8 o'clock. Bob Lundy with News at 8. That's Bob Lundy's favorite song, No Deposit, No Return. He's so fond of pop bottles, that's how he makes his extra money. Coming up to 4 minutes, 8 o'clock on The Breakfast Club.
Does it look serious, Doctor?
I'm afraid it does, Jack. You've got Dutch Elm disease.
Dutch Elm disease? How do we get rid of that?
We're going to have to prune you, Jack.
Could it be a mistake, Doc?
I'm afraid not, Jack. You've lost a lot of leaves.
It's a fact. When you're healthy and in good physical shape, your system can resist many common illnesses better. This message from Participaction, the Canadian movement for personal fitness. Get into shape. You'll be a better person for it.
Yeah, what are you doing for Participaction, eh? For this year? Doing your exercises? Trying to get in shape? I know one guy, he's probably still sleeping, our program director, Wally Cameron. Wish he'd start doing a little more exercising. I'm not going to tell you how overweight or how big he is, but once he was standing on a vacant lot and a salesman came up and knocked on his stomach.
Don't let the cost of living get you in a flap.
Their letters under special Pepsi and Diet Pepsi caps.
The rules are at your store, just spell the words, that's how you score.
And Pepsi will help pay your mortgage for a year.
Contestants must correctly answer a skill testing question.
You're Mrs.?
Mrs. Sheila Greeley.
And you were one of the winners in the Pepsi shopping spree?
Yes.
And you won?
I won groceries worth $3,626.38 from Pepsi.
Worth how much?
$3,626.38.
Well, tell me, if Pepsi had another contest, something to help you pay, oh, things like the entire year's cost of your mortgage, or your groceries, or gasoline, or hydro. Wait! And if Pepsi also offered thousands of special $10 prizes during this contest, would you play?
You bet I would.
You bet I would. 21 degrees in Saskatoon. Looking for a high today of 34. Bob Lundy's next with news in detail at 8 o'clock this morning. You're listening to the station with the difference, CKOM. It's now 8 o'clock Central Standard Time.
We're looking for a high of 34 today. Right now it's 21 degrees. Government leaders and statesmen from around the world paid final tribute in Paris this morning to the late French President Georges Pompidou. Prime Minister Trudeau represented Canada. He's to pay a courtesy call on French Premier Pierre Mesmer. And before President Nixon returns to Washington, he's expected to meet with West German Chancellor Willy Brandt and British Prime Minister Harold Wilson. A threatened walkout by 1,600 United Airlines mechanics and ground personnel has been averted. With less than 1 hour before a threatened strike walkout, negotiators announced a tentative contract agreement in Washington early today. The employees are to vote on a contract in a few days. United Airlines is the largest airline in the United States and serves 113 cities with more than 1,300 daily flights in the U.S. and Canada. Meanwhile, British Columbia remains closed to all commercial air traffic today. That trouble stems from a contract dispute at Vancouver International Airport, where firefighters left their jobs yesterday to emphasize their demand for better wages. They are seeking wage parity with municipal firemen who make $13,000 a year, about $4,000 more than the airport men. Firemen at other BC airports joined the walkout to support the Vancouver men. Winnipeg International Airport firemen plan to walk out today, and there are reports that airport fighters at Halifax and Gander, Newfoundland are also planning to walk out to show their support for their Vancouver counterparts. In remaining off the job today, the Vancouver firemen are defying a court injunction. They are also defying their union negotiators, who are putting their case for more pay before Treasury Board representatives in Ottawa. The negotiators have urged them to return to work. Meantime, airlines have canceled flights out of Vancouver but are busing some passengers to Seattle or Alberta cities to catch planes. The Saskatchewan government says it will double the amount of assistance provided local conservation and development authorities for water control maintenance. Agriculture Minister Jack Messer told the annual meeting of the Conservation and Development Association in Saskatoon his department's share of maintenance costs on water control structures will increase from one-third to two-thirds of the total cost. He said his department will also pay for pre-construction and construction surveys. Saskatoon City Council gets into another budget-cutting session this morning, and hopefully it's going to be the last one.
In the beginning, the city was faced with a 12-point...
President Nixon has turned down, with thanks, offers from the public to help pay his more than $450,000 bill for taxes and interest. Nixon has expressed appreciation to Americans who have called the White House and offered to help him pay the U.S. Internal Revenue Service assessment, but he said he would shoulder the burden by himself. Earlier, the White House had said that any money donated to the president would be returned. Saskatoon weather cloudy today with strong easterly winds. There'll be occasional snow with rain in a few localities. A high expected today, 34. It'll be cloudy tonight with a low of 25. Tomorrow will be cloudy with a few sunny periods. Currently in Saskatoon, the barometric pressure is falling, humidity 87%. Winds are east at 23 to 30 miles per hour. Under cloudy skies, it's 21 degrees. This is Bob Lundy with sports, Tom Christian.
At the arena last night, the Blades put it all together and skated to a 5-2 win over the Regina Pats to tie that best of seven quarterfinal at two games each. Danny Art fired two goals past Ed Staniewski in the Regina net. Bob Bourne, John McIver, and Pat Price had singles. Bill Bell and Dennis Sobchak had goals for the Pats. Brian Holderness in the Blade net blocked 28 Pat shots. Staniewski made 25 saves. Everything seems to have fallen together for the Blades. They're playing with a lot of spirit now, winning both fights last night and getting some great shots on goal. But the key is that they're checking the Pats and skating with them, and if they can keep it up, then the Western Canada Hockey League could be in for its biggest upset. Game 5 is tomorrow night in Regina. Game time is 7:30 on CKOM. The sixth game is set back here Tuesday night. In the other East Division playoff game last night, Flin Flon defeated Swift Current 6-2. The Bombers have now taken a 3-2 lead in that series. They're back to Swift Current for the sixth game tomorrow. Two games in the NHL last night. Atlanta beat California 4-2. Vancouver over Los Angeles 5-2. In the American Baseball League, Minnesota 6, Kansas City 4, Boston 9, Milwaukee 8, California 8, Chicago 2, Baltimore 3, Detroit 2. Three games in the National League, the Dodgers shut out San Diego 8-0, St. Louis 6, Pittsburgh 5, San Francisco 5, Houston 1. Today, the Expos are at home to the Chicago Cubs. It'll be Steve Renko of Montreal starting against Rick Rochelle of the Cubs. The semifinals are all set for today in the Hub City Curling Club's Bond Bondspiel in the Case Power A event. It's Dan Boyker of Humboldt against Mo Vallad of the Hub and Mike Lukowich of the Nutana against Jack Shand of the Granite. In the Intercontinental Packers B event, Metella of Outlook is against Ringdahl of Prince Albert. Bassett of the Nutana plays against Paddock of North Battleford. Canada's Safeway C event, Stock of the Nutana against Halliman of Unity, Lundquist of the Nutana against clubmate Bob Linton Jr. And in the Rempel Brothers D event, Michaluk of Sutherland is against Baldwin of Prince Albert. Cumming of Unity takes on Kemp of the Hub. That sports. I'll have more at 8:35.
CKOM 1250.
A good-looking weekend. Good morning. It's 10:30 past 8 o'clock and 21 degrees in town.
Newcomers to Saskatchewan, there is no personal tax to pay under the province's hospitalization and medical care plans. In order to receive services, you must be registered and hold a medical and hospital card by the first day of the third month after you establish residence. Your residents of Saskatoon should contact Saskatchewan Hospital Services Plan Representative, third floor telephone building. Other newcomers, contact the local municipal office or write the Saskatchewan Hospital Services Plan, Provincial Health Building, Regina.
13 minutes past 8 o'clock in morning time here in the Peterbell Breakfast Club. Cloudy today with strong easterly winds. Occasional snow with rain in a few localities. High expected today of about 34 degrees. Cloudy tonight with a low of 25. Tomorrow will be cloudy with a few sunny periods. But it looks like we're going to get more of that white stuff later on today. 21 degrees with cloudy skies, wind very strong this morning from the east at 23 and gusting to 30 miles per hour. 18 in North Battleford, 8 above in Prince Albert, 23 in Regina. It's 10 in Yorkton, 28 in Moose Jaw, 27 with the freezing rain and swift current, 25 in Elmo, and 28 degrees with light snowfall in the Kindersley area. Again in town, 21 degrees, wind from the east at 23 and gusting to 30 miles per hour. It's coming up to 14 minutes past 8 o'clock now, 14 past 8. Good morning.
Well, you know that I never buy you flowers, 'cause V-L-A-D-E-S, Blades.
I really would have liked to have taken my mother-in-law to the Blade hockey game last night, but she needs a blood transfusion, and I'm having a tough time finding a saber-toothed tiger. 19 past 8.
Saturday is family night at the Manhattan. That means everybody, young and old alike, is invited to come out and join us for an evening of fun and entertainment. This is an annual occasion when 6 trophies will be awarded for various dance categories, including the best polka dancers, best old-time waltz couple, best in rock, the oldest couple, and the youngest couple. Action starts at 9:30 with our half-hour radio show on CKOM, then continues through until 1 o'clock in the morning. That's this Saturday, family night at the Hat, with music by the award-winning Triple Tones. Plan a choice.
Well, it's now 19 degrees in town. That's a drop of another 2 degrees in the past hour. The wind from the east at 20 and gusting to 31 miles per hour. We seem to be going the wrong way. Mind you, when we start to go up, we should reach a high today of 34 degrees. Occasional snow with rain in a few localities. Cloudy tonight, a low of 25. Tomorrow will be cloudy with a few sunny periods. 20 minutes past 8 o'clock. This is Glenn Campbell.
Home is where I'm going. No matter how long it
that long.
At Saskatoon Motors, there's such great, great guys on a Chevy or Olds. You'll find a great car buy.
Messiah, if I buy this Saskatoon Chevy from you, will you take care of all the servicing for me?
Yes, sir. When it comes to service, I'd cross the widest river, climb the highest mountain, swim the deepest ocean.
Gee, with all that traveling, you'll be too busy to service my car.
At Saskatoon Motors, there's such great, great guys.
A car to fit the need, that's Chevrolet, with a complete line from which to choose at Saskatoon Motor Products, downtown at 25th and 2nd. 23 past 8 o'clock in the Breakfast Club.
Hudson Lake in Newfoundland, a stereo to the come.
A spectacular traveling fabric clearance is now in progress at Kaufman, Saskatoon. This is the final day. Every yard of fabric in the traveling fabric clearance will be cleared as low as $2.22 a yard. You heard right, as low as $2.22 a yard. This is your last chance for the spectacular traveling fabric clearance at Kaufman's. Doors will be open until 6 p.m. this afternoon, so hurry. This is your last chance. Kaufman's will pay towards your trip. $1 worth of gasoline with a fill and even more bonus offers. Free coffee, free gift certificates, and discounts galore. Like to say good morning to the CKOM CJV good guy for the day, Ken Eisworth out at Big T Texaco. If you know Ken, you make sure to tell him he's been selected to be our good guy all day today. The factory is exploding with beautiful bargains during their fantastic birthday sale. Give your wardrobe some spunk and versatility with these low-priced shirts and pants. Shirts regularly priced $18, now only $8.99 and up. Pants regularly priced to $18, now priced from $5.99. And till Saturday only, shop for dresses at 20% off the regular prices. The factory in Market Mall and Midtown Plaza.
Weekend Radio on CKOM.
27 minutes past 8 o'clock, 19 degrees above zero.